to it. Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I am sitting here with Kyle Bell to talk about the second annual Cobia East Coast Championship. How are you doing today, Kyle?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a realtor with Keller Williams, and I'm also the head coach of the Gorilla Wrestling Association out of Gloucester, Virginia.
Okay. And you started this event. Why?
Well, we just, where we live, we know it's not, we don't live in the richest part of town. And, you know, we saw that a lot of kids needed help. And we need a lot of new stuff. You know, wrestling costs a lot. The mats alone for a used mat is $7,500.
I can imagine all the things that go into any sport. I feel like it's a lot of money.
Yes.
So you're raising money to benefit
the wrestling programs.
Okay. And this is a second annual tournament. So how did last year's tournament go?
It went very well. We ended up, we were the largest one-day Cobia tournament in the state.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that is awesome.
We had 70 boats, and we were able to raise $10,000.
Oh, wow. And so that $10,000, what did you do with that money?
Well, for the high school, we end up getting them all new uniforms, singlets, warm-ups, bags, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And then with the youth program, I was able to bring in a technique coach who is just amazing. We were very fortunate to have him this past season. We're hoping to get him back next season. And it helped us out tremendously. We went from 11th in the state to 8th in the state. And even at states, statistically, we did way better than what the numbers show. We only took 24 kids and placed 13 out of 24.
Wow.
I had 10 kids in the finals, ended up with 5 state champions.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes, it was awesome.
Now, last year's tournament, how big was the winning fish?
The biggest fish, it couldn't have worked out any better. You know, this goes to benefit kids and stuff. And the biggest fish was 78 pounds brought in by 3 15-year-olds.
Yes.
Incredible.
I'm assuming they're going to be back this year.
I'm hoping so, and I hope they win it again. The funny part about that is our treasurer, you know, the club banks with BB&T, and the treasurer gets a call on the following Monday and said, hey, you got some 15-year-old kid here trying to cash a $5,000 check. Is this okay?
Now, when is the tournament this year?
This year, it's June 1st. Okay. It's the opening day of Cobia season.
And where is the tournament?
Well, so do you mean fishing-wise? Anywhere in Virginia waters, federal waters.
Okay.
But the main weigh-in location is going to be at Crown Point Marina again in Gloucester, Virginia.
Okay.
This year, we've added 2 optional fish registry and drop-off locations. We have one at Long Bay Point Marina in Virginia Beach and another one at Norview Marina in Deltaville to help out the Northern Neck fish anglers. So how those satellite locations will work is you can bring your fish in between 2 and 4. You have to be in line by 4 p.m. If you're not in line by 4 p.m. at either one of those satellite locations, you better get your butt over to Crown Point because there the weigh-ins end at 5. But so if you go to a satellite location, you take your fish there, you register it, they write down the time and everything, and they tag the fish and they pack it on ice and they transport the fish for you to Crown Point.
Oh, so wow. All
the fish will be weighed on one scale. So there's no controversy over that.
Now, how did you manage to get that to work? Do you just have friends in both locations?
Wrestling parents.
So the community is coming together to make this work.
Yes, we'll
That's
have
great.
Parents at both locations.
So when can people sign up already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How do they go about doing that?
Well, you can sign up online at CobiaEastCoastChampionship.com. And the cool thing about it is if you register early online, so that's from now until May 30th, it's $225.
Okay.
And then if on-site registration, which will be May 31st, it's going to bump up to $250.
Where and when is the captain's meeting?
So we'll have 3 captain's meetings this year, all going on at the same exact time. We'll have one at Norview Marina, one at Crown Point, and then one at Long Bay Point Marina.
Okay.
And those are on May 31st. It starts at 6 p.m. is registration. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll start the, I'm sorry, it's 6:30.
6 a.m.
6:30 p.m.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give a chance for people to get off work.
Okay.
It's a Friday. And then at 8 p.m. is followed with the captain's meeting to go over all the rules.
And what time does the tournament start?
June 1st at 6 a.m.
Okay,
lines in the water.
I was getting mixed up. So lines in the water at 6 a.m. on June 1st.
Yes, ma'am.
And when does it end?
Well, the final weigh-in station closes at 5 p.m.
Are there any other ways people can win some money for the tournament?
Yes. Oh, well, there's also Calcutta. Option, which is basically a side bet between the captains. That's 100% payout, and that will go 60% of that money will go to first place, 30% to second place, and then 10% to third.
Okay.
And there's three options for that. You'll have three different levels. You'll have $100, $200, and $300. And let's say you want to enter the $300, well, you also have to be part of the $100 and $200. So you have to be a part of the level before to go up.
And how much does each place winner get?
First place is $5,000, second is $2,500, third place is $1,200, fourth is $800, fifth is $500, and sixth through tenth, they get plaques and stuff, and tenth place will actually get their money back. This year we're also doing eighth place, we'll get a $300 gift card.
Wow, and where's that to?
We're going to, it's either going to be somewhere like Bass Pro or Visa gift card. We're waiting to see how our sponsorship shake out on that.
Now, how does the sliding scale work for payouts?
Okay, so last year there's no cap on the tournament, but like I said, our goal this year is 120 boats. So if we get from 100 and 119 boats, we will throw in an extra $2,500 to be split up between first through fifth.
Okay.
If we get over 120 boats and over, we'll throw in an extra $2,500, so it'll be an extra $5,000 if we get 120 boats.
Now, I remember last year that there was an after party.
Yes.
Is that happening again this year?
Of course.
So when and where is the after party?
So the after party's June 1st at the conclusion of the tournament at Crown Point Marina. We have a live band, the Pattern of Life, military guys.
Mm-hmm.
You can check them out on Facebook. They got some really good music. Of course, there will be all-you-can-eat food, barbecue and stuff. Last year, everything was awesome. The food was awesome.
Who's your food vendor?
We don't have a food vendor. It's one of our parents.
Again, the community coming together to make this work.
Yeah, his name is Keith Kewen, and he's got the best barbecue I've ever had.
I mean, where's he from? I'm trying to get his number.
He's Gloucester, Virginia. Give it out. Look him up on Facebook. And then, of course, we had the beer trailer come down. We had 11 kegs last year. This year, we're going to include some wine as well.
Okay.
And the after party, if you want to go to it, it's open to the general public. It's $25 a ticket.
Okay, so you don't have to be in the tournament to enjoy the after party. You could still go to the after party, pay at the door admission fee, and that money will benefit
the wrestling program as well.
Perfect.
And there's raffles and stuff there.
So what is your intention, you know, coming here today? What are you looking for today?
We really need sponsor help. You know, at 100 boats or at 99 boats, we're paying out $11,000.
Mm-hmm.
That money's got to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We really need some sponsorship help, and they get great advertising benefits with it. You know, of course, we do the radio interviews. Then you get to go on the back of our event T-shirts, really nice dry fit shirts. You get to go on banners, of course, the website, social media, and everything.
And how can you sponsor?
Well, you can either contact me or you can go to the website and you can click sponsorship right there and you can donate that way, or you can find us on social media and contact me directly.
Now, I would imagine there's different levels of sponsorship, correct?
Yes. This year, we have an event sponsor at $5,000, and these also include boat entries.
Okay.
So let's say you're an event sponsor. You're going to get 10 boat entries, and you can take those entries and do whatever you want with them.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, like, if Z104 wanted to be an event sponsor, they could take the entries. They could raffle them off.
Yeah.
You know, they could raise money that way, or they can give them to different vendors.
I never even thought about it like that. Or they could pick and choose. Hey, you got a boat? You want to go in this fishing tournament?
Yeah, they could do it as a community, event for the company.
Yeah.
Like, hey, everybody, we've got all these sponsorships. Let's go win some money.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, camaraderie building.
Now, what about sponsors this year? Do you have any that you'd like to shout out this year so far?
Yeah, so far we've got some really good ones. We got Groundbreakers, Inc. out of Yorktown, Virginia. We have More Clocks. They do nautical clocks and stuff, and they do all our awards. We have Stranded at Sea, which is they make all our shirts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got to check out their website. The guy's got the coolest designs around. We got Wood Electric, Anderson and Pittman PC, Mike's Tire and Auto out of Gloucester, Virginia. We got Oyster Cove. He's got a ton of really good boats out there in Gloucester. Grafton Fishing Supply, Caliber Home Loans. This year, some of our new sponsors is Friday Marine, and that's also in Gloucester, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Dick's Sporting Goods,
wow.
Hawkeye Home Inspections,
okay.
Kyle Bell Homes. And so far, that's what we got. We're working. Oh, I can't forget. We got Juan's Mexican Cafe out of Gloucester.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's
they
great.
Actually supply all our food.
Okay.
They did last year and doing it again this year is huge,
yeah.
Huge help.
Now, how can sponsors get in touch with you?
Well, you can either go to the website, and we have contact us now, and that leads directly to me. My phone number is on the webpage. Am I allowed to say my phone
yeah,
number?
You can say it.
Okay, you can call me. My cell phone number is 804-832-0229. You can also find me on Facebook, Kyle Bell, or you can go to my business page, Kyle Bell Homes. It's multiple ways.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Kyle, to talk about the second annual Cobia East Coast Championship. You can text the word FISH, that's F-I-S-H, to 757-104. I'll send you a link straight to your phone. Now, Kyle, is there anything else you'd like to leave with Hampton Roads today in regards to this benefit?
Yes, you know, our goal is, we have a couple goals here. You know, one is to be the biggest Cobia tournament on the East Coast. We're not far off that. I mm-hmm. think we'll hit that this year. But the second one is if we get big enough, you know, we raise enough money that it doesn't always have to go to just one club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we get other clubs involved in everything, you know, wrestling is an amazing sport. It teaches these children so much about themselves mm-hmm. and about the world. And I just, I feel like every child should have the chance to wrestle, and money shouldn't be the deciding factor on that chance.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving back to these kids in such a great way, and what a fun way to do it. Again, you could text the word FISH to 757-104 to get all of this information sent straight to your phone. Thanks for coming in today, Kyle.
Thank you.